including all the seminars which we are attending. This also is a conclusion. I want to express my thankfulness that you are with us also on this last day. And I want to start with a question. How can you be sure that what you think is your mission in life, what is an answer from the super soul, is really an answer from the super soul? How can you be sure that what you perceive is not another station which you have received, the station of your mind, or which is influenced, as we know, by different moods, and which are controlled by the three gunas? For a devotee, this is a very essential question, and yesterday we ended on this note where we showed a movie where even where it was pointed out that even in great personalities such doubts might appear in some ways or another. What are your thoughts on this question? Sankirtan Prabhu. Very good. The super soul prompts us, but we should confirm it with this Virtua Master. Mm-hmm. Any other thoughts you have on this?
If I make mistakes, then there is some reason I can learn something from my mistake. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking this morning, it's not that every time when I think I'm right, I got idea or inspiration from super soul and I try doing something and I see that it was wrong. So it doesn't mean that I cannot learn still something from that.
You say, well, even if it is not correct, even if it is not from the super soul, I make a mistake and I learn from mistakes. You accept, in other words, that sometimes you might be on the wrong station, but still you can learn from it. Mm-hmm. Yes, Jayavaita Maharaj, please give him a phone, then it is there for the tape listening posterity.
Hare Krishna. One thing is you see accumulation of indications that Kaviraj Goswami, he had a dream and he got a garland from the Govinda deity, and Haridas Pandit, the Pujari, confirmed that he should do this, and Vaishnavas asked him to do it. So he got confirmation coming from all different directions, so he decided, I should do this.
Very interesting. The super soul will not speak only one time. If it's the super soul, there will be several indications which will be directed. Am I saying mm-hmm. Yes? This is very, very interesting. I get goose pimples because I had one answer in this direction, which I was thinking maybe it is too Sachinanda Swami like, not for the public. So yes, Hare Krishna. I think there's another devotee in the back who has an urge to speak, and then we will close. Yes.
I have one question. It cannot be even Maya that keeps you giving messages, the same messages.
Could it be Maya which gives messages all the time?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, good question. We will come to this. Because now we all, thank you, we all know that we all know that our perception is filtered. There is a filter before my gross senses, and there is a filter for the mind. Atmavan manyate jagat. You see things the way you see things. As older devotees, we often hear this in the ashram question. A Mataji is absolutely sure that a brahmachari glanced in her direction, and the brahmachari is absolutely sure that he looked only at a rose flower and did not see any person before the rose flower. Atmavan manjate jagat. This is a humorous interpretation. One could certainly make it much more philosophical, but I think you know what I mean. Very often, a person is in the punishment and reward way of life. That when I do this, I will be recognized by society. I will, when I do this, others will punish me. They will say, you are wrong philosophically. They will not accept me. Punishment or reward might filter our perception. Our personal gain. Oh, I will look better when I do this. There are so many filters which might interpret an information in a certain way. So it is therefore that it is not spiritually, that it is not really a spiritual thing. To be sure and to become sure, I want to focus on both answers by, I think it was Sankirtan Prabhu and by Maharaj. The first thing we are advised to do, if we think we received an answer, is to listen, to confirm it with an outside source, which will have the same voice as the super soul. There is a verse which tells us that the super soul speaks in different voices to us. It is a verse from the 12th canto, and it is quoted in Adilila, chapter 1, text 48. Very important also to read the surrounding verse, says those who come before and after. Please listen. O my Lord, transcendental poets and experts in spiritual science could not fully express their indebtedness to you, even if they were endowed with a prolonged lifetime of Brahma, for you appear in two features, externally as the Acharya and internally as the super soul, to deliver the embodied living being by directing him how to come to you. Prabhupada, in a conversation on the 1st of April in the year 69, connected the super soul and the Acharya in a very moving, or let us say telling way. Please listen to this quotation and become benefited in spiritual understanding. The Paramatma, the super soul, Krishna is super soul, is sitting within your heart along with you. And as soon as by the instruction of the scripture and direction of the spiritual master, you begin sincerely something, the Paramatma from within you hears speak, yes, now you are right. Have you experienced this? You read something in the scripture. You hear an instruction of Srila Prabhupada and his representative, your own Diksha Guru or Shiksha Guru, and you do this. You trot along the path which is shown to you by transcendental sources. And at that moment, somewhere on the path, you get a confirmation and a strength to do it, which is wonderful. To express it in a moderate term, which is ecstatic, to express it in a better term, and which is Krishna's mercy, to express it in a still better term. So the spiritual master, Prabhupada continues, is the external manifestation of God. God is within and without. Within, he is super soul. If you are sincere, he will give you good counsel. You do like this. So God is helping from within and without, within as Paramatma and without as spiritual master, both ways. Hare Krishna. Yes. Ecstatic. I want to tell you a very, very nice realization in my life. I was searching, I was at a crossroad in my life when I was 16 years old. One way I was going to enroll in a higher education to make me a manager. Me a manager. But this was the illusion of my parents, and I was going the way of money and fame. This was the other, and the other, I wanted to give it all up and do something totally extraordinary to change the society. And in this mood, not knowing which way to go, I came into the temple, and there was a little conversation, and then the devotee couldn't attend to the conversation because he had other things to do. And I remember there was a tape running in the background, and I will play you that tape now. But before, when I heard it, it seemed to me that a voice from somewhere else out of my life system came, and if I would follow that voice, it would give me the solution. We will hear a song which Srila Prabhupada sang. It is Hari Haraye. And please follow the song on your sheet, the translation. It is on page 10 on your sheet, because we will listen to it a little bit. And I hope, and please make the exercise. Imagine yourself as a 16-year-old young boy, not knowing which way to go, and hearing a voice which he had never heard before. A voice which rang of transcendence, and so on and so forth. Please.
Hare
I heard this, I was just thinking, here is a transcendental thought, a personality who's very much connected to Krishna. And I said, can I read something about who's this personality? And they told me about Prabhupada. And I knew that from the description, he was not in a member of this world like I am. And I became very interested to read about what he had said. And there was a Bhagavad Gita out by Macmillan at that time. And I remembered, as I followed the scripture, you know, just the logic of the scripture, then I could understand that I was in Maya. I remember that was that my conceptions were totally controlled by the material energy, and I felt very interested or happy to see it from this perspective, and felt enlightened. This is very important. The scripture and the spiritual master are from a different direction, a spiritual dimension, and the information is spiritual. Prabhupada also said, our system, and this can tell you, give you faith a little in ISKCON's initiation system, that means the representatives of Prabhupada, our system, parampara system, is that I am just like a disciple of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. I don't say that I am liberated. I am conditioned. But because I am following the instruction of Bhaktisiddhanta, I am liberated. This is the distinction between conditioned and liberated. When one is under the direction of a liberated person, the same thing, electricity. No, electricity. The copper is not electricity, but when it is charged with electricity, if it is touched, that is electricity. And similarly, this parampara system, the electricity is going. If you cut the parampara system, then there is no electricity. Therefore, it is stressed so much. Sakala neha mahatai, yogo nashta parantapa. The electricity is lost. So, this is, ultimately, we are told, if we want to come to this electricity standard, spiritually surcharged, we need to bring ourselves in tune with the parampara. It's very important. Second point, if we want to come to a transcendental level, we should bring our intelligence in tune with Shastra. Jiva Goswami describes how much in tune we should be. He says, just like a snake is totally in tune with the snake shama, he moves according to the melody. He will move and swing back and forth. The intelligence of the conditioned soul is supposed to swing back and forth. That means to follow concretely and directly the movement of the arguments of Shastra. Very important. This is how you are uplifted or catapulted out of the material level, on a level where the transaction is possible. Now, another answer is, don't do what you hear you should be doing. Don't do it at first instance. See, if it comes again and again and again and again, I want to give you an example from Shastra, from biblical Shastra. If it, Shastra. Here I will not use the word Shastra, because it may or not may be a Shastra, that is for someone else to determine. It may be also interpolation and all of this. But there was once a person called Yona who received an instruction of God, go to the city of Theban and preach my word. Jonah said, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do this because they slaughter Christians in Theban who talk of another religion than the local religion which is already in vogue. Again, he had the order of the Lord, go to Laban, it is my desire. But he didn't do it. He said, this is too much, I hear all this voice, I will not do this, I will go now to a port, go on a ship, and sail away from this country altogether. So he went to a port, and now in the midst of the ocean, a storm came. Waves came. Jonah said, I'm not going to Laban. You can do what you want. And he went into the bottom of the ship to sleep, demonstratively. I'm not going. Then after some time, the shipmen or seamen came to him, woke him up. Jonah, we are sinking. This is not a good mode of sinking. Come up, you know. He said, all right. I know why we are sinking, and I know how we can avoid to be sinking. He wants that I go to Laban. So that not every one of you has to suffer because of me. Just throw me out of the boat, and in this case, you will see that the storm will go down. This is an interesting way to avoid a storm. The seaman said, one, two, throw him in there. And the moment he was out of the boat, the storm stopped, and it was peace. And they looked from the boat downwards, where is he? But Jonah was not there any longer. Jonah had been swallowed by a God-sent whale. He was surviving in the freshly aerated belly of the whale, and the whale was spitting him out at the coast. And when he was asking, where am I? The next person he met said, you are before the gates of Laban. Don't we all know this? We don't act according to what we have received. And then life gets tough. I know that for one of my God brothers, he didn't want to go to China, but Prabhupada wanted to send him. And he did many things with his fertile imagination, but everything was blocked. And he finally said, okay, I'm going to China. For me it is like the moon, but I'm going to China. This is something which I beg you to become aware of in your own Krishna conscious life. Situation where you hear there is a voice of the super soul in your life, you are not sure, or you don't want to be sure, you don't want to listen. This is we are human beings. This happens. Look if you get other signs. For this, I have requested you in somewhat a little free class yesterday to watch on external signs which might be sent to you. After all, we know in Krishna consciousness that everything moves under the guidance of Lord Krishna, and you might get signs that you should not do things. For instance, yesterday the picture fell down of Srila Prabhupada. First, I interpreted it, well, Prabhupada wants to wake you up. But then, on a second introspection, I thought, well, yesterday you have talked a little freely to the devotees, and is this what this audience needs? And I felt, well, Prabhupada has shown me, talk a little bit more on the line which you are taught in, and so on. I interpreted it like this. I think if I think more, have more time to think, and more time to watch for signs, I will find out how I will conduct these seminars ideally. I will watch for signs of Krishna, and I know he will direct eventually. It is sometimes not so clear, so it will become clearer. And for instance, if I speak with other devotees, how did you like yesterday's seminar? Was I maybe a little bit too free, too much? I will be sure I will receive some guidance in this direction. This is important. So my second advice follows a little bit the advice of our second speaker. See if other confirmations come from other directions so that you are more sure. Dobro. Now, another way to come in contact with the Lord, I have described this as the ceremony. The ceremony which we do, the authorized Vaishnav ceremonies, are bridge between the nominal and the phenomenal, the material and the spiritual. For instance, each morning we have this beautiful ceremony, the Arctic ceremony, and I want to concentrate on the Deity Darshan. When we go before the altar of our deities, what you see there is a bridge ceremony. Darshan means not to just see, but to enter into the atmosphere of. If I have a darshan, say with Radhanath Swami, I will, in this darshan, experience something of his thinking, something of his mood, if I'm open to this. When I have a darshan of the deities, I will think, here is Radha and Krishna in my life. This is something very extraordinary, if you go to think of it. Here is God standing before me, and my thoughts, if I'm not allowing them to go in the dull department, as it often happens in darshan, and you think about breakfast and whatever else, but if you enter the atmosphere on the altar in the sense of coming close to Krishna in your consciousness, oh, you can be spiritualized very easily. The same thing happens in Guru Puja. When you go before Srila Prabhupada and offer him flower and pray to him, let my consciousness be purified by the words emanating from his lotus mouth. Then, yes, something can happen in you. And so on. When you afterwards read the shastras, they will become more transparent. The letters will give way to a whole understanding, a real understanding. Prabhupada, quoted a nectar of devotion. There is a thing that darshan is a very realistic experience which changes even a material, something on the material platform. He said, if you chant before the deities and clap in your hands, the lines of fortune become changed, or misfortune, whatever it is which is on the hands. It becomes changed. I could make an experiment with you from the hand reading art, but you would just laugh for the rest of the seminar, so I better don't do it. Yes. Those of you who are a little creative in their mind, they know of other things to become sensitive. Like when I went on the way, Hare Krishna, the picture fell down yesterday. I better don't talk about these things. Hare Krishna. To say it in one word, without illustrations. Ceremonies are very helpful if you observe them consciously. Darshans. Aratic ceremonies. If you are there with your mind, you will see how something very objectively, it means it takes, is always a subjective experience, obviously, but it happens to many people that they see the deity is sometimes speaking to them, is sometimes giving a sign to them. A flower may fall down. Someone might give you, you may pray, and then the pujari comes out and gives you a garland from the deities. This has happened very often in the experience of our ISKCON devotees. And you can see this. Oh, Krishna is there, and he has heard. Now I come to a very favorite way of getting answers in spiritual life. It is going on sacred pilgrimage. What in your eyes distinguishes a pilgrimage from an ordinary adventure journey? Please.
A pilgrimage is an austerity which you do to become closer to God.
A pilgrimage is an austerity you do to become closer to Krishna, to God. Mm-hmm.
To sing for him.
Yeah. Here comes Gaurangi from the Padayatra team. She will know from...
So you go to Krishna, Krishna, he was there, he did this, and he's present in so many forms, so he's present.
You go to Krishna's places of pastimes where he is present in so many deity forms and other places. Sankirtan is, we want to go to the Padayatra team who is knowing this.
I think of a pilgrimage not so much in the external, I think it's more the environment which helps me to enter a deeper mood of contemplation.
Oh, very good. I want to continue from there. The pilgrimage helps, becomes an inner journey which helps me to enter into a deep mood of contemplation. One of my book projects is The Lost Art of Pilgrimage, I want to write, and I will open it something like this. Pilgrims are person in movement, passing through areas not their own, which are not their own, seeking fulfillment or clarity, a goal to which only the spiritual compass can show the way. Hare Krishna. I hope it sounds good in English. In German it sounds all right. Yes, a pilgrimage, a pilgrim sings songs glorifying Krishna, hears about Krishna, practices bhakti yoga, reads in the holy scriptures, bathes in holy water, and is in this way engaged in the process of transformation. There are five excellent rules in the in pilgrimage, which I have gleaned from Parashara Muni. Some of them I have gleaned from Parashara Muni, some from Prabhupada's literature, but I have written them, summarized whatever I have collected in five rules. A pilgrim, before I start saying a pilgrimage is the best analogy of the journey of life. You start in life from birth, from this birth, and you go through the different stations to another station called death, and then you go on. In that time, you have an excellent opportunity. A pilgrim does the same. He starts in New York, or we are here in France, Belgium, in Brussels, and then he goes into the airplane, and he goes to drives to Calcutta, or flies to Calcutta, and then he goes to Mayapur, and he goes to the sacred places. It's a journey, but it's a conscious, Krishna-conscious journey, where life is often, if you're not careful, a dull drudgery, means under the control of a material modes of nature. So, when you want to make your life a pilgrimage, you should observe the same thing which you observe on a pilgrimage. Practice the art of attention and listening. By the way, those of you who intend to go on an ISKCON pilgrimage, this is good to practice this. Whenever you... what is going on here? Who has said what? Those mummies lived here? Yes, why did they stay under the tree? It's very important. Be very attentive and listen on the pilgrimage. Because if you don't do this, you will keep repeating your home
made videos of the mind, even on the pilgrimage. What are the best saris and loy bazaar? Where is the place you got that ice cream from, Prabhu, and so on. It is very important. Put something new in the mind, yes. Second rule. Practice to visit the spiritual center of each place you visit. Like it is said, when you come to Vrindavan, go to Radha Shyam Sundar, first movement. Go there. I'm here. Please take care of me. I'm in your country now, and you are here. Please. And then you go to the Yamuna. Take your bath there. What is here? Oh, Giriraj Govardhan is there. And oh, the dust. I can never, nowhere in the world get that dust. Throw yourself down in the dust. Whatever you do, immediately practice the art to visit the spiritual center of each place. Especially in our Vrindavan temple, you have to know this. There are other centers. Dating place for interesting husbands and wives. MTV number 24, I think that number is a good dating place. Hare Krishna. I don't know exactly, but somewhere in the, I'm living in the MTV building, and MVT, sorry. MVT, that's the right word. You have to practice this. Or if you go to the, in Vrindavan is not the Loi Bazaar. Vrindavan is something else. Practice, visit the spiritual center of each place. That you have to do in life also. Where is the spiritual center? Where is it? It's not here. It's not there. There it could be. Third. Practice to visit the spiritual dimension. With this I mean that Prabhupada, in a simple analogy of Prabhupada, he said material consciousness is under the clouds and spiritual consciousness is above the clouds of Maya. So this above dimension, spiritual dimension, you have to always visit. I think those of you who have visited the counseling course yesterday and took part in an experiment where we were encouraged to describe a situation where we felt like a victim, and then we were encouraged to describe the same situation in a way where we were fully responsible, had the opportunity to change something, our perspective, was a telling little experiment what it can mean to go into another perspective, or in this case, another dimension altogether. This has to be practiced daily. Fourth rule. Practice to read holy scriptures. Prabhupada once said, if you don't read my books daily, there will no longer be this Haribol. Reading and then looking through the eyes of scripture. Don't read them and put them apart in your aside, but read them with the intention to apply their vision in your life. And five, practice to express your gratefulness, offering, and glorification. A devote, a man's or woman's character can be measured in how much he can be thankful. This is Queen Kunti in Mahabharata. Be grateful to Krishna. Thank him. Oh, this way. Thank you. You are taking very nice care of me. Thank you. There's one rule from all the rules which Parashuramuni gives, which is for outstanding, and I've not written it down to make it separate from the other rules. It is, whatever happens on pilgrimage, you have to regard as Krishna's direct arrangement in your life. Especially Vrindavan, yes, when you are in Vrindavan, it's Krishna's arrangement, Radharani's arrangement, and you're in Mayapur, it's Lord Gauranga's arrangement, so on. If you learn to see it like this, this is what the course next next seminar room is all about, to see everything in a Krishna conscious perspective. Oh, Krishna. Do you have a few quick questions? I really have to control. I have so much to say, but I want to somehow, with German accurateness, bring the seminar to a close, but I'm fighting against time. Any quick question? Only if you have. Good. Thank you. Now, someone please, while I'm talking, could you please, Jai Gopal, install the... No, we said it's not necessary. You have it in your... And very, very good way to establish contact with the Super Soul and receive answers and guidance is the impressive power of prayers. Even the materialists have understood that a person who prays becomes mysteriously healed from lethal diseases even. There was, some investigation in a hospital or research work. People who were praying and who had cancer and people who were not praying. And the amazing, almost miraculous rate of improvement of the cancer patients in relationship to the foreseeable decay of the cancer patients who were pressing their lips and not praying. This is a very, very... There is another investigation. There were people with deadly diseases who did not pray, but for whom near and dear ones were praying. And then I think, you know, I would not talk about this experiment if I wouldn't have an opinion about it. Someone who, even the materialists, they try to explain it as sending positive thoughts to someone, but because they forget Krishna. But even materialists know about prayers. Then why are you not praying enough? Hare Krishna. Mm-mm. Nectar of Devotion says, each person who steps in front of Lord Krishna and starts chanting different prayers will immediately be freed from all reactions to sinful activities and will be enabled to go to the Vaikuntha Lokas without any doubt. You chant different prayers, you will become freed from all reactions to sinful activities, will be enabled to go to Vaikuntha, and there's no doubt allowed in this venture. And without any doubt, this will happen. Sometimes devotees ask, how should we pray? This is a very sensitive issue, how to pray. Now, those devotees who have this question and who want to enter this, I want to say, please read a very nice book by Satsvarup Maharaj. It's called Vandanam. It's a wonderful prayer, which is a wonderful instruction book, how to pray, with examples, with questions which come up, with good answers, many wonderful perspectives of Srila Prabhupada I explained in regards to prayer. It's a very, very good book which made me, for instance, convinced of prayer and also told me some of the methodology of praying. Vandanam, it's called Vandanam, a Sanskrit title. It is available in the Bhaktivedanta Library Service. From the Nectar of Devotion, we know that there should be three kinds of prayers. One is called Sampratanatmika. It is prayers for the development of attachment to the Lord. Very often we are so dull and unattached to the Lord. We are attached to other things, but that our problem is not with attachment. But we need to shift our attachment to Krishna. So for that we need His mercy. And here's an example on your prayer sheets. Examples of Samprat Tanatmika. Can you please tell me the page number of the page where it is, those who find it? It's Radha Krishna Nividan Ejana Kare. 7, page number 7. Can someone please, who has a good way of reading, an English person, speaking personality, read that prayer? Yeah. What? Yes. Lakshmi Moni, you are very good in English. Can you, would you read it for us?
The first one?
Yes.
O Radha, O Krishna, I am offering this prayer before you. You are both full of transcendental mellows and always so charming. You are so kind-hearted and merciful. O my Lord, please glance mercifully on me. You are well known throughout the three worlds. You are always merciful to the fallen and distressed souls. Having heard about your glories from saintly devotees, I happily surrender myself unto you. If you ignore me, I have no other place to go.
Note, he says, please glance mercifully on me, that something happens with me. Huh? I have heard about you, but now you please do not ignore me. I have not so much connection. Something has to happen with me. This is Sampratanatmika. It is said, just like, you know, it is natural for young boys to become attracted to girls. In the same way, natural way, please make that I become attracted to you. This is Sampratanatmika. It's a category of prayer. It said it's a prayer with wholehearted submission of body, mind, and everything to the Lord. I'm here for you, please, but help me like this. Dainya Bodhika means making known one's insignificance and unworthiness. Would you mind to speak so nicely to say that it's song 6, Pratana, Hari Hari Kripa Kari Rakha Nija Pade. O Lord Hari.
O Lord Hari, kindly keep me safe at your lotus feet. The 6 enemies like lust, anger, drag me to different places. They entice me to enjoy various objects of the senses. Becoming a servant of Maya, I forgot you completely and desire so many things for myself. I was hoping to improve my economic condition, so I disguised myself as a Vaishnav and collected money from door to door. After a great deal of ordeal, you kindly brought me to Vrajpura by dragging me by the rope of mercy tied around my neck. But external potency Mayadevi forcibly untied that rope and drowned me in the well of material existence. So if you kindly again catch my hair and pull me up and place me in Vrajadham, only then will I be saved. Otherwise, my life will end. Thus says poor Narottam Das.
This Dainya Bodhika is expressing one's false state. He says, 6 enemies I have. They whip me around and I am a cheater. I'm looking like a Vaishnava, but I want economic improvement or name, fame, and glory, the same old mystical story. Then there is an example of Lala Samayi, which you can please read on your own, prayers expressing a desire, a spiritual desire. An example of Lala Samayi is also the first one, Kabe Habe Bolo, where one says, please tell me, when will the day be mine, when my offenses end, and finally I taste for the holy, pure name, will come in my heart by your mercy. This Kabe Habe Bolo is a very good song to sing expressing spiritual desires. When will I become humble, feel myself lower than a blade of grass, and so on. I want to now do something. This you can read on your own. I want to do something and make a prayer session with you. Not make it, but describe it. Yes. I have gleaned this from the book Vandanam, from the 10 kinds of prayers in Vaishnava lore, and I've put it together in this way. I think it will be extremely useful for you to glean something from it. Have you heard that when you pray, it is not so good to make invented prayers? You have heard. Yes, because we might disturb Krishna. Oh Krishna, you who prefer Paris silk to Romanian silk, you know, we may get the wrong mood or something. I gave a non-offensive but a foolish example. It's good if you pray or go to Krishna that you go on his own way, that you don't make him a creation of your mental work, world. And therefore glorification is very good. Pray prayers from the scriptures so that you get a clear understanding of how to form prayers and especially glorification of Krishna. Venum kanvantamadavinna dalayataksham vahavitam sadnasitam buddhasundarangam kandapakoti kamaniya visheshasopam Govindamari Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. What happens when you pray these authorized prayers or glorification? You come up, Venum Kvanantam, and here's Aravindam, here's the lotus eyes. You approach him properly. The next thing is in that Sampratvatanatmika and Dainya Bodhika category. Satsvarupa Maharaj says, confession. Admit your problems, your shadow parts, your weakness and your faults, no? So that you come to the real condition. There is the up, that is Venum Kanantam, and here is the Krishna Das reality. Oh my Lord, I'm like this. Ask for correction and guidance. Now, an important rule, which I think for our group is important. Don't present yourself always as a worm in the stool. It's not necessary to go so graphic. You will think of brown substances and not elevate yourself beyond. Don't start to meditate about negative sides and become all black in the mind from this meditation. You admit this is there, this is very realistically there. But don't stop there. Instead, admit your sadness. I'm feeling sad about this. And do this in a healthy way. This will motivate you to change yourself. If you do mortification, mea culpa, and whip yourself down, and there I was like this, and this dirt, and that dirt, and this dirt, and you will never rise again from the pit of self-lamentation or so on. Third is, show your gratefulness. It's an immensely powerful means to thank the Lord every day. Srila Prabhupada once said that you should thank Krishna for the wonderful opportunities you have received in the human form of life. Isn't it sometimes, after you have turned a little bit to the real, to the bed, to the, no, no, to the, You know, the contaminations. Think, but I have this opportunity, Krishna. You gave me scriptures. You gave me Prabhupada. You gave me the service. I have a service to you. Very good. And the fourth thing is a request. In the seventh canto of Prabhupada, quotes Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, saying like this, whenever a person offers prayer, he or she is asking for blessings. You can ask for something. And because this is an area, this personal turning to Krishna, which some of us feel has been neglected by our devotees sometimes, they have only prayed authorized prayers, but not so much personal, because we were justifyingly so encouraged to not speculate and so on. But doesn't mean we can't be also personal. Because this is necessary, I think, to stress, I will read to you something which Prabhupada said. An example of a personal request and personal prayer. Krishna, I am suffering from this or that. Whatever it is. Huh? I have fallen in the ocean of material illusion. Please pick me up. Now I can understand that I have no identification in this material world whatsoever. I've simply been put here as if I were thrown into the Atlantic Ocean. By no means do I want to identify myself with the Atlantic Ocean, but I am being tossed about. In reality, I'm a spiritual spark, a tiny part and parcel of you. Please get me out of here. Very personal. Please get me out of here. Hari Bol. Sasvarupa Maharaj has told us in his book a very nice way what he does then after a prayer session. This is not exactly how he describes it. I have taken the principles and put it into my seminar, so to say. But then he gives a very nice tip which some of us have applied. Please try it. Just try it. He opens the Gita or other books at particular places which he knows are very, very speaking to him. Like, I think all of us have our verses where we know to turn to. I know no number. I don't know even my telephone number. I don't know the telephone number of the place where I'm based. I always have to look it up because my mind is non-numerically thinking. But I know one number. Page number 91 in the Nectar of Devotion. English version. English version is not the word, English, the English book. Because there is the chapter Expecting the Lord's Mercy. And I always read it again and again, and it always works. It is somehow very often an answer with different things. Like, for instance, you can open the Gita, for instance, on 9:22. That's a recommendation. And 9:29. You can see what is in there. I will not tell you what is in there, hoping that you will open the book on your own. Ninth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, text 22 and 29. It's just a tip. Find your own also. Then you might hear the Lord answering to you through the Shastras. Who of you has made this experience that sometimes you even pick up a book maybe before you go for your rest in the evening and you think, well, I have not read really and my mind is a little dull or agitated. Let me read a little. And then you open the book and you find something in the book where you think, oops, this speaks directly to me. Who has made this experience? Oh, very good, very good. Thank you. those of you who have not made the experience, make this experience. Sometimes it's like this, that the book falls almost out of your hands if you don't intend. You go like, how is it possible? It is especially Maharaj encourages us, because he is very, he has thought very deeply about prayer and applied it in his life. Especially if you read in a prayerful mood that is trying to get answers. You have tried also, Nima? Not yet. It is good to try it, Nima. So for the end, I will just conclude the seminar with giving a little advice. This is very, very important advice. It is an advice how to apply some insights which you might have gotten in the seminar. Not everything can be relevant of one seminar, but usually we feel one or two points, yes, this sounds on my wavelengths. We Hare Krishna devotees, I will approach it like this, have heard enough to go back to Godhead. We know we have heard enough. For instance, the instruction, Krishna is identical with the holy name, chanted free from offenses. You don't need more. If you do this, you will be there. But we are not always doing it. I personally feel that this is one danger of practicing spiritual life with so many. It becomes a routine. Or one danger of doing everything always the same way. It becomes a routine and your activeness, your active participation stops. With this statement I want to say it is very necessary that we are in the association with devotees. But the association of devotees is not meant to put us on automatic pilot. Everything is taken care of. My day is planned out. The association of devotees is meant to give us examples, impetuses, how to act very spiritually in our life. That's why we go to devotees. Whatever made sense in the seminar for you, please try this out in your life. Do it. Apply it. Spiritual life is not a spectator sport. Krishna consciousness is not a spectator sport where you see other performing it, our good examples and so on. It is meant for you to be applied. Then you will get the full benefit. You will get some benefit as a spectator, certainly. You will see the right things in your life, but you are meant to follow it. This practicing is something like a muscle. A muscle, you must practice. You know, there's this exercise I do all over the world. You hang something and then you pull yourself up. Now, if you are not practiced in this, you will exactly be able to do 1/10 of a climb up. Is it, what is it called? Pull up. 1/10 you will be able to do. But if you practice, the muscles will come in the same way, and you will do 10, or I do not know, it's whatever. In the same way, practicing getting in contact with the super soul. If you know there is something which came from Krishna, do that something, that little thing, and your ability to listen to the super soul and to hear him speaking to you will increase, but you need to follow. You need to start to practice. Your notes, there is a mystical illusion surrounding the art of note-taking. The illusion is, now I have taken the notes, now I have it. The knowledge is there. It is my notebook. It's mine. This is a mystical visual thinking only. You need to read the notes, and even better, you need to follow the notes. Even materially speaking, they say, if you read your notes 2 hours after taking them, and then again 42 or something, the VTE knowledge, after taking them, then it sinks in. Material knowledge, it is... Your spiritual notes are of a different nature. They have to be practiced. And then they sink in, and then you will listen again to the Super Soul and hear more. This is for you to practice. Follow the instruction. Like an ability or muscle, hearing your inner voice is strengthened by following your inner voice. Sorry, I'm a little enthusiastic and loud now. When Krishna calls you, he expects that you respond. Not with ignoring and getting into ignorance, but with some practical action. And first do a little, and do a bigger step, still bigger steps, and then you will happily walk on the road of guided action, guided by the Super Soul. Don't forget the warning instructions, no warning, the cautioning instructions to confirm with the external manifestation of the Super Soul, Srila Prabhupada and his representatives, and also Shastra, and also speaking with devotees, Sadhu, Guru, and Shastra. Then it will be very good. So it is my earnest desire that you gleaned something new from this seminar, that you take note of your notes by applying them, and so on. Whatever is possible, not too much, not beyond your capability, but whatever is possible, and then that you become happy, ecstatic devotees in Krishna consciousness. Thank you all very much. It was a very ecstatic experience to speak. Please, whenever I said something not so good, like yesterday was what was admittedly not my good day. It happens. Take the spirit out of it. Prabhupada ki jai.